Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said in a Wednesday press conference in Ottawa that the closures will affect tourists and others who aren't traveling on official business.
I just spoke to President Trump again this morning, and we have agreed that both Canada and the United States will temporarily restrict all non-essential travel across the Canada-US border. Travelers will no longer be permitted to cross the border for recreation and tourism. In both our countries, we're encouraging people to stay home. We're telling our citizens not to visit their neighbors if they don't absolutely have to.
Delta Junction area residents Shelley Matthews and Bill Johnson had intended to visit family in Canada this week while they were on their way back from a trip to the States. But Matthews said their initial enthusiasm for the visit went away after days of news reports about growing concern over the coronavirus threat on both sides of the border.
At first they said yes, they wanted us to. And then as days went by and the more cautionary tales came out, they said, maybe it's not a good idea.
Matthews said Wednesday that she and Johnson didn't know anything about the pending closure when they entered Canada on Tuesday through the crossing at Sumas, Washington. But she said Canadian border officials were curious about the route they took around the western United States.
They did ask where you've been traveling, and they asked if you'd crossed any ocean. They asked if you had been sick.
Matthews said she and Johnson got to Dawson Creek Wednesday and are now headed north on the Alaska Highway.
There's not many people on the road once you get north of Fort St. John, so it's pretty quiet out here on the Alcan.
Trudeau emphasized in his speech that some trans-border travel will be allowed, which he said includes Americans and Canadians crossing to do, quote, essential work and other urgent reasons. And President Trump said in a tweet he posted Wednesday that trade will not be affected. That's good news to Jeff Lazak, the manager of Delta's IGA food cache. He says border crossing closures might be an issue during the summer when the store gets many of its products brought up the Alaska Highway. But this time of year, most products are trucked up the Glen and Richardson highways from the Port of Anchorage.
It comes up over the highway in the summertime, but in the wintertime, it all comes over the barge.
Delta Junction farmer Randy Peterson says he's decided to hold off on a business trip to the States he'd been planning to pick up some farming equipment.
We was going into Colorado and Kansas.
Okay.
And then cross over into Missouri. We got a combine, and we had a hay mower and just basically some odds and ends.
Peterson says he just got back from a trip outside that he had to cut short after hearing worrisome news about the spread of the novel coronavirus. And he says, depending on how the situation develops, he may try to get back to pick up the equipment and bring it back up the Alaska Highway to have it ready for use this summer.
We're going to try to go back out after the first of the month if this thing breaks.
But Peterson says if concerns over the coronavirus threat remain high, he'll just leave the equipment where it sits and hunker down at his farm outside Delta.
Just depending on what the virus does. If it doesn't ease up, I have no intention of going and getting it anyway because it's not worth it to me. Yeah. I think this place is as good a place to be as any right now.
Likewise, Matthews says she and Johnson are looking forward to waiting out the coronavirus scare at their home on Tenderfoot Hill, a few miles north of Shaw Creek.
It's easy to self-isolate at Tenderfoot Hill.
Matthews says she and Johnson hope to be home by the weekend. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.